The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This happened to me and my friends over 10 plus years ago on the night of my 14th birthday party sleepover. The backstory is that my parents at the time had a garage on our property that they had partly renovated. It had walls and a bathroom, but still had the garage door that rolled up that wasn't completely sealed, and there weren't any curtains on the windows. They were letting us use the garage when we had friends over to hang out in. We never really had any issues on our street. It was the kind of place where you didn't really lock your doors back then. Up until the day of my birthday party, my parents had let my brothers stay in the garage, but I hadn't been allowed to have friends sleep in there overnight yet. Being the incredibly mature 14-year-old girls that we thought we were, I pleaded with my parents to let us have the sleepover in the garage rather than in the living room. My mom was skeptical, but my dad agreed since it was my birthday. After a long day filled with sugar and driving my parents crazy, we finally got ready to have the sleepover in the garage, with strict instructions that we were to go to bed and lights out by 11 p.m. Also, it was my responsibility to ensure that the garage roller door was locked from the inside.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I locked the door and we settled in for a night of more sugar and TV. At 11 p.m. we turned off the lights, but we couldn't sleep, so we decided, as teenagers do, to have a game of hide and seek with the lights off. We were about 3 rounds in and my best friend was it. I was hiding half behind a cupboard that was beside the roller door. Everyone was giggling and the first person got caught, and then I heard the giggling coming from behind me. At first, I thought it must have been an echo, because there was no way somebody had managed to find a hiding place behind me with me against the wall and door. Second person was caught, and then there was more giggling coming from behind me. Now I was freaking out, and being the idiot that I was, I didn't want to spoil the game, so I quietly moved to a different spot facing one of the windows. Now it was dark outside, but the moon was bright, so you could see the shadows, and that was about it. It was completely dark inside the garage. I was concentrating on not being found when I saw a shadow pass by the window and stop. Now I was sure there was someone outside, but I thought it might be my dad or my oldest brother about to catch us not in bed, so I froze. My best friend ran straight into me and started laughing. I quickly shushed her and said that my dad was outside and we needed to get back into bed. We quickly grabbed the other girls and quietly got back into our beds, thinking that we had all avoided getting in trouble and we didn't hear my dad saying anything. I turned over in my bed, but the shadow hadn't moved. By this time, I was majorly freaking out. The shadow moved away, and then there was scratching on the garage door. This time, the other girls had noticed. We all started to quietly panic, and we all got into my bed, hoping whatever it was would go away. The knocking on the door started, and more giggling coming from outside. We freaked out, but didn't scream. I had just gotten a phone for my birthday, but it was over in the house with the rest of my presents. So, with no way to quietly call my parents, we yelled at whoever was outside to go away. Cue more giggling and then banging on the windows. We could see the shadow, and it was big, so it would have to be a grown man or a big teenager. We threw a mattress from one of the beds up against the window so they couldn't see us, but he went to another window. We decided to hide in the bathroom with the door partially open so I could see out. The garage door started to rattle and bang like it was being forced open. He had never stopped giggling. I gave up at this point and gave out the loudest scream that I ever had in my life. The other girls started to scream too, and the garage door stopped making noise. We crept out and saw the lights on over at the house and my dad running out to us. At about the same time, a car started and took off from the side of the road. We didn't get there in time to see what the car was before my dad was opening the garage door with the key. He took us all into the house, and my mom calmed us down and finally got us all to sleep by letting us sleep together in the room with a king-size bed. It was another 2 years before I could sleep in that garage again. Any sleepovers had to be inside the house. My friends and I were so freaked out that we didn't want to sleep out there again anyways. This happened to my cousin and I when we were 14 years old. If you were to ask how many times my cousin's parents bounced from house to house, he would just shrug his shoulders. That's how often his parents would move. His parents were a little bit weird, always constantly moving and leaving for business trips. I remember this day like the back of my hand. It was very hot, almost 100 degrees. I used to have sleepovers at his house whenever I could get the chance, and this was no different. I arrived at his house in the early hours of the afternoon, and as expected, his parents were away on a business trip. We opened some of the windows so that we could let the hot air out. Granted, this probably didn't help the case at all and most likely made it worse. We turned on each fan to max blast and went upstairs to play video games on his Xbox. We played for at least an hour or two, and eventually we both got hungry. We agreed to go to the spot that was a 10-minute walk from his house. We got dressed, and before we left, we closed some of the windows. That way, if anybody were to drive or walk by, they wouldn't just hop in through an open window. We ordered our food and quickly headed back home. When we got home, we sat in the living room and watched YouTube and whatnot while we were eating.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We sat there for a good hour or two before we headed back upstairs to his room, and at around 7 or 8 p.m., we closed each window as it was getting dark out. Later that night, I was thirsty and decided to go downstairs to get myself a cup of water before bedtime. It was around 10 p.m. at this point, and I was getting tired, so I quickly filled my cup and then headed back upstairs. My cousin was already in bed scrolling through social media and whatnot. He eventually fell asleep, but I couldn't fall asleep because of how incredibly hot it was. I'm not sure how long I laid there awake, but sometime later I heard footsteps moving around downstairs. At first, I chalked it up to his parents coming back early from the business trip, but the footsteps kept pacing between one place. I heard drawers being opened and rummaged through, as well as footsteps going between the living room and the guest bedroom downstairs. I walked over to my cousin and shook him awake. After confirming that his parents were not supposed to be home yet, I quickly tiptoed to the door and locked it. Just as I was about to walk away from the door, I heard it. Footsteps coming slowly up the stairs as if they were trying to be quiet. I knew my cousin heard it too because as soon as I turned my head to look in his direction, he was already quietly turning to the window to unlock it. We were trying to lift it up, but the window was so old that it wouldn't budge. We were grunting as quietly as we could, but it wasn't quite enough. We heard the doorknob trying to be turned, but it obviously was locked. I think this angered the person on the other side, because when they saw the door didn't budge, they started kicking and ramming into it. Now that the clock was ticking, adrenaline kicked in, and we finally got the window open. I yelled at my cousin to go out the window, and he leaped down onto the grass. It was my turn now, and I peeked my head over the edge and saw the fall. It had to be about 10 to 20 feet. Suddenly, I heard the door being opened. I didn't think twice and just threw myself out the window. I landed on my arm and backside. We looked up and saw a man with long, messy hair and his eyes wide staring at us from the window we had just jumped from. We quickly got up onto our feet and we bolted to the neighbor's house where we used their phone to call 911. Police showed up minutes later and investigated the house. They searched every room and every hiding space there could be, but the man was nowhere to be found. He was already long gone. Later, I found out from paramedics that I had sprained my collarbone and bicep. Thankfully, nothing more serious than that. The police took information regarding what happened and took a description of the man. My cousin and I both assumed that when we left to go get food or whenever we went downstairs and before we closed the window, the man simply just climbed through and hid in the basement. He must have been waiting until we fell asleep to rob us, or maybe worse. I've always been good friends with one of my cousins, Cole, who's the same age as I am. The two of us are close, and we always did get along very well together and were often found together both in school and outside of it. When we were 12 and in the 6th grade, I was hanging out with Cole one Friday afternoon around the later part of May. We were psyched for the start of the weekend. We wound up at his house since he didn't live that far from me. At one point, my mom called to say that our grandpa was in the hospital. While the issue with our grandpa wasn't expected to be life-threatening, he was kept at the hospital overnight for observation. So both my parents and Cole's parents were planning on staying with him and grandma at the hospital. I was told that I was going to stay at Cole's house for the night, with Cole's 15-year-old brother Hunter being in charge while our parents were out. We ordered out for pizza and enjoyed our night. At around 9 or so, there was a knock at the front door and Cole went to answer it. I was a bit curious as to who it could be at that time of night, and so I watched from a ways back.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At the door were two older guys. They said that they were with the city and they had been investigating reports about the water pressure supposedly being bad in the neighborhood. They asked Cole if his parents were home, and Cole said they were unavailable at the moment. The guys started asking a bunch of questions about how the water pressure was in the house and if they could come inside to check. Hunter came over at that point and politely told the guys that the water pressure was fine, and perhaps they should move on to check out other homes in the neighborhood. The guys seemed reluctant to leave, but turned and walked away after Hunter started closing the door. After the door was shut, we looked at each other and shrugged, but didn't think too much of it after that and went back to what we were doing. Eventually, we decided to go to bed. Cole and Hunter shared a bedroom, and we all agreed that I would sleep in there with them rather than me sleeping on the couch or something like that. They climbed into their beds, and I quickly crawled into the sleeping bag that they had given me. After talking for a while about random stuff, we eventually fell asleep. Early the next morning, I got up because I had to pee, so I quietly got out of the sleeping bag and went and did my business in the bathroom. On the way back to the bedroom, I heard something in the family room. This was at the opposite end of the house from the bedrooms and the bathroom that I was using. I didn't pay too much attention to it at the time, thinking it must be Cole or Hunter, until I got back to the bedroom and I realized that they were both still in there. Trying not to panic, I woke them and told them that I thought someone was in the house. They quietly followed me, and the moment we walked into the family room, we saw two guys from the night before in there, and it was rather clear that they were robbing the place. One of them started moving towards us as he pulled out a wicked-looking knife. The three of us promptly raced to the front door and somehow managed to get it unlocked and open, and we fled outside. As luck would have it, a cop was driving by at that particular moment. We quickly flagged him down and told him about the guys in the house. The cop called for backup, and within a couple of minutes, several other cops were there and they proceeded to enter the house, and after some searching, they caught the two guys. The cops figured that the two guys must have entered from a window in the laundry room that had a broken latch. They had probably targeted our house because while it wasn't empty, they'd probably realized that there were no adults there, and they figured that if we discovered them, we could be more easily dealt with than adults. It was a bold move by the robbers that they ended up paying for. This story is not super creepy, and at the time, I wasn't that concerned about it, but years later, I do find it weirder than I did at the time. This happened when I was 16. One night, my parents were out, and my brother had a friend over for a sleepover. I sort of knew the guy. He was a couple of years older than me and seemed nice enough. I briefly talked to him when I went into the kitchen to get a glass of water, and then returned to my bedroom where I just sat on the bed. I was watching a movie on my laptop. The lights were off, and I had my headphones in and didn't really pay much attention to my surroundings. For some inexplicable reason, I looked up from the screen and I noticed a shape sitting on the floor. I don't know why this didn't freak me out. I was kind of tired and not thinking straight, so I simply switched on the light and spotted my brother's friend cross-legged on the floor grinning at me. I felt a little bit uncomfortable, but mainly because I was wearing very short shorts and my bedtime attire. His eyes wandered all over my body and I just stared at him and said something like, "I think you're in the wrong room." He was still grinning and said that he just popped by to say hi. Maybe I felt a tad bit flattered to get the attention of an older guy, but I just shrugged it off and I ended up chatting to him about nothing specific for like 10 minutes until my brother came in. He was looking angry and told his friend to get out of my room. The next morning, I bumped into him again as I got something out of the fridge. He appeared out of nowhere and stood right behind me, smelling my hair. At that point, I was still not creeped out as he was obviously trying to flirt with me. I didn't flirt back, mainly because I didn't know how to flirt anyway. However, I kept getting prank calls from then on. Somebody always called the landline asking for me, and when I said hello and asked who was there, I only heard heavy breathing. Until one night when the voice responded and said something very inappropriate to me. Maybe the guy didn't realize, but I recognized his voice immediately. It was my brother's friend, so I hung up. I was too embarrassed to tell my brother about it, thinking that he wouldn't believe me. The prank call stopped after a couple of months, and my brother finished school, moving to another city and losing touch with that friend. I casually asked my brother about him one time, and he told me that the friendship fizzled out because he was acting like a pervert and had been accused of something terrible by a 14-year-old girl from their school. I think I was too naive to recognize a predator back then, but now I do.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I was around 10 years old, I had been invited to a sleepover for the first time at my friend's house. This friend, who I'll call Abby, lived far away from me, so us hanging out always felt like a special occasion. I had just started becoming brave enough to sleep away from my parents, and because she was one of my oldest friends, Abby's house was going to be one of the trial run sleepovers. Abby is the youngest of four kids, and her older brother, who is about 10 years older than us, has severe autism and continues to live full-time with Abby's parents. He's always a bit of a wild card, and I, as a 10-year-old girl, always felt a little bit anxious around him. Anyway, there were three of us girls at this slumber party. We decided to sleep on the main floor of her house so that we could stay up watching movies, and eventually we'd fall asleep. I had chosen the couch that was perpendicular to the wall of windows looking onto Abby's deck and backyard. The other girls had set up on the floor an air mattress. We put on a movie and we fell asleep quickly. Sleeping away from home has never been easy for me though. I wake up frequently and sometimes I can't fall asleep at all to begin with. This night was one of those times where after clocking a solid 2 hours, something stirred me back to consciousness. Coming to, I noticed the bright light of the TV glowing first before my eyes adjusted and noticed something outside that wasn't there before. It was a person, a man specifically. He was sitting on one of the deck chairs and had it positioned to face directly towards the three of us where we were sleeping. He hadn't noticed that I was awake, but seeing him made my heart race. I stayed totally still, watching him. It was dark, so his features were a bit ambiguous, but I could tell he was studying us and smirking. Terrified, I watched him for a few minutes before turning myself into the couch cushion and closing my eyes. Some time passed, maybe a few minutes, maybe half an hour, and finally I mustered up the courage to look again. He was gone. To this day, I have no idea who it was that had gotten into Abby's backyard and sat on her deck watching us in the middle of the night, but the image of him sitting there grinning still haunts me. For a while, I thought it might have been her brother who has autism, but this guy had dark hair and dark eyes, and her brother is blonde. Luckily, we all made it into the next morning unharmed, but that was the last time I ever spent the night at Abby's anyway.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.